Czechoslovakia gained independence in 1918, but even now, after nearly a century, you can find customs and traditions that are very similar to most countries that formed the old Austro-Hungarian Empire. What the Czech Republic shares with Austria and Prague with Vienna is the tradition of classical dance classes that are still considered something of a rite of passage in both countries. Vít Pohanka reports.
Young ladies in snow-white dresses, gentlemen in dark dinner suits and white gloves. The couples circle elegantly around the ballroom to the tune of some classical melody, more often than not a waltz by Johann Strauss. You would think that this idealized, maybe even bourgeois scenes died out with the swinging 60s, rock and pop music revolution that overtook the world in the past 60 or so years. But when it comes to smaller Czech cities and towns, you might be wrong, even now in the 21st century. Classical dance lessons are still very much in for most teenagers and their parents. Okay, it's not exactly Strauss, but a local big band is doing its best playing Glenn Miller's In the Mood. The ballroom in Žďár nad Sázavou, a small town on the border between Bohemia and Moravia, is literally packed by young people. Tomáš is in his second year at local gymnasium, the Czech high school.
At first I was scared about dancing with the girls, but I really enjoy it because it's fun, it's really fun, and it's even more fun with girls that you know and your friends, and that's it.
Wasn't it kind of embarrassing at the beginning?
At the beginning, yeah, because I wasn't at the first lesson, but I was at the second, and at first I didn't know what to do, but I learned pretty quickly, so no problem, and it's awesome.
Was it important for you to be here in this course?
At first I didn't want to be here because I thought that it's not necessary to go to dance and take dancing lessons, but I think that if I wouldn't go, I would miss a lot. So
what would you miss?
I think that it's really important for young boy to dance because there will be some other events. In the future I will go on a lot of balls, so I will be better in dancing, and that's it.
Would it be a handicap if you didn't come here, if you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I think definitely, yeah, because a lot of people at balls know how to dance, and there are just very few that don't, and you just don't want to be that guy that sits there and watch others.
And to help Tomáš not to be that guy who just sits in the corner, we have Jiří Černý and his wife Marcela. Meet the dance masters of Vysočina, or the highland region of Czechia.
Jsme taneční škola, která vznikla v roce 1992.
We established the dance school in 1992, so we've been doing this for a long time. My wife and I used to be professional ballroom dancers and represented Czechia in international competitions. We were Czech finalists in both standard and Latin dances. We started with just one course in one city here in the Highlands, and our clientele gradually grew. So, for example, right now, we teach 9 courses in all the main towns in this region, apart from Třebíč.
Baví nás práce s mladými lidmi a baví nás to, že vidíme, že naše práce má smysl. Že se snažíme.
We enjoy working with young people, getting the immediate feedback and seeing that our students have fun. We keep trying to motivate them, to inject the kind of energy necessary for dancing. And when we see that they react positively and are enjoying themselves, then we know our effort is not wasted. I think as we grow older, we need to get this sort of feedback more and more, and we really appreciate it.
So it looks like the dance classes are still considered as a sort of a social education required for young offsprings, at least if they want to become respected members of a small town middle class. Czechia and Austria are probably some of the very few, if not the only countries, where this tradition survives.
We know that it doesn't work like this in other European countries. Our friends from the Netherlands came to see us, and they were genuinely astonished to see all these teenagers taking lessons in ballroom dancing. They just couldn't believe it. They said we should try to keep it going for as long as possible.
Protože tam oni vypíšou třeba kurz čači, sejdou se tam dospěláci.
Because when they open a course of, let's say, Cuban cha-cha, they will get mostly adult, quite mature students, men in tuxedos, women in long dresses. Then they will be joined by some young students who often come directly from the beach in shorts, and they will all together learn just one dance over several lessons. That's how it works in the Netherlands. So when they saw that our courses here offer a complex instruction over nearly 4 months, not only in dancing, but also in proper social behavior, dressing and related skills, they could hardly believe that this sort of education in this classical form still survives. They say it's amazing.
But even here in the Czech countryside, the dance masters have to think strategically. Young people expect not only to learn classical dances. As Jiří and Marcela say, they have to fulfill students' expectations of being entertained as well as educated.
This teenage generation is closest to what we still call disco dancing, even if it is not the classic disco of the 1970s. So we usually open the course with some popular dance because they're more likely to enjoy it and come to the next class. If we started with, say, the waltz, which they usually find quite difficult, they won't like it, enjoy it, and so they will be much more likely to stop coming.
The crowd of young, waltzing people here in Žďár nad Sázavou is still impressive. But dance master Jiří Černý notices long-term decline in numbers of students.
Zájem je asi stejný, ale samozřejmě ubývá mladých lidí, protože...
People are still interested, but the number of young people is dwindling. This has to do more with the general demographic situation. The strong generation born in the 70s and 80s is gone. That is a fact, and we have seen a natural decline in the number of students. Nevertheless, nearly all the high school students still come.
No, víte co, ono se to hodně také odvíjí, jaká je ekonomická situace ve státě.
Well, you know, it depends a lot on how the economy is doing in the whole country, too. If the parents have got jobs and are making reasonable money, they are naturally much more likely to send their children to dance school. Let's face it, it's not exactly cheap, and what they pay for the course itself is only a small part of the expenses. They have to buy a tuxedo or a dinner suit for the young gentlemen, evening dresses for the young ladies, add shoes, ties and some accessories, and we're not talking about a few hundred crowns. So it can be quite costly, even if the tuition itself is not so high.
It's definitely easy to notice a certain class exclusivity in the ballroom. The teenage students are much more likely to come from families of middle or higher income. They almost exclusively attend one of the local high schools and are much more likely to go on and get higher education. It's not that the working class kids wouldn't be welcome, but for them and their families, even in relatively egalitarian Czech society, the dance classes are often something too ostentatious, even snobbish. What's more, Marcela Černá points out that this tradition survives mainly in the country and not the big cities. Nevertheless, she hopes that the classical dance classes will not die out.
Bude bavit, tak to bude životaschopné. My víme třeba v Praze, ve velkých městech, že ty středoškoláci ubývají, jo, protože tam mají...
If they have fun, the dance school will be viable. Our colleagues in Prague and other big cities say that they have less and less teenage students and more adults taking the classes. The entertainment possibilities are simply different than in smaller towns. Here in the country, it's still the old way. The dance school is a kind of entertainment in itself, as well as an opportunity to learn something new. So we still have more kids and the courses for adults are smaller.
Tady prostě chtějí chodit děcka a s těma dospělákama to jsou menší kurzy.
Says Marcela Černá. And for the final summary of this year's edition of the official taneční or dance course of Žďár nad Sázavou, I ask a teenage high school student Vojta.
I think it was a contribution for sure. But I wouldn't say it's like a rite of passage as the teachers, the lectors, they like to tell you that it's a rite of passage so they can sell their lessons. But the truth is, in other countries, in bigger cities, these kind of lessons are dying out. And I think that's for it has its reason, and it's a natural kind of thing where I think these dancing lessons are kind of very antiquated in the sense that they kind of divide into groups. We have boys, we have men, we have women, and traditional gender roles that in other parts of the modern world are kind of dying out. And maybe you would say, maybe in the United States, you would even say that this is maybe kind of sexist and antiquated.
But isn't it kind of nice that it still survives, you know? It's a tradition that survives. I mean, there's something nice about it, no?
You know, yeah, sure, it's tradition, it's culture, but, you know, a tradition and culture that maybe came out of something that wasn't always good, you know, like if you know what I mean, where not all traditions are good just because they're old, you know.
And this is one of them.
In my opinion.
But at least the other kids and you as well seem to be having a good time, no? I mean, it was fun.
Sure. It, at the end of the day, it's fun.
Was it a good fun? Was it embarrassing fun?
Yeah, it was embarrassing, frightening, scary, exhilarating, and great at the same time. Maybe in my own way I'm looking at it from too much of an intellectual, maybe, I don't know, grandstanding standpoint. Like I said, at the end of the day, you know, the girls are enjoying it, the boys are enjoying it.
So at least for now, the dance classes go on, like a living reminder of the times when Czechia was still part of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire and Vienna waltz ruled the ballrooms all over the country.